Welcome back to the Power Hour radio show. Karen Cataline in for this Friday, third day of September already, and embarking on a, embarking on a Labor Day weekend. I remember when I was in school and I used to just love Labor Day. I somewhat dreaded Labor Day weekend because that meant it was time to go back to school. So I hope you are doing something great on the Labor Day weekend. If you're still working, I hope you have it off. We're waiting for a guest to arrive and we're having a little bit of a delay. So that gives me an opportunity to give you the call-in number if you should like to call us about what you've heard thus far. If you have comments, yay, nay, or indifferent, or if something is bugging you. How could things not be bugging you these days? I don't know. But I'd love to hear what's on your mind. 844-769-2944. You can call right in and tell us what's on your mind. 844-769-2944. And if you happen to be listening on the podcast, remember that the Power Hour, if you tune in live on the website, you'll be able to listen right then and there. Well, by God, we have our guest. And a fascinating guest she is. It's been a while since I've spoken to her, but I'm delighted. Her name is Clarice Feldman, and she's a retired attorney living in Washington, D.C. During her legal career, she represented the late labor leader Joseph Yablonski and the reform mine workers against Tony Boyle. She served as an attorney with the Department of Justice Office of Special Investigations, in which role she prosecuted those who aided the Nazis in World War II. She's written for the Weekly Standard, PJ Media, and she writes prolifically for The American Thinker. Welcome, Clarice Feldman, to the Power Hour radio show. Well, it's great to
have a sweet intro.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I remember when I actually tracked you down a long time ago because I loved PC Road. I can't even remember now, but and it was really wonderful that you were as accessible as you were. And now you've been writing a lot about the Chinese connections to what is. Yeah, I've run out of adjectives for the unprecedented nature of what we are watching in front of us. But to drill down, you write that the CalPERS, which is California Public Employees Retirement System, right, has a former Chinese official managing its assets, and he has placed millions of dollars into Chinese outfits like that are linked to the CCP.
The thing is that some people are looking at the disaster in Afghanistan and suggesting that this was, a payoff or blackmail because the Chinese are going to be the big beneficiaries of our leaving there. They have leases on very important metals that are there, lithium, and it clears a path for them. I'm not really sure about that idea. I can't completely ignore the ignorance of the people who are involved in this. And don't forget, Joe Biden really has never had any executive experience. I really do think the best people to be in the White House are successful executives or governors and not senators, okay?
I wonder, Clarice, if he's making any of the decisions right now. I mean, as I happen to say, I don't think he can even find the bathroom in the White House.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I wonder if you could speak a little bit louder or turn the volume up.
Yeah, sure. I just said I wondered whether Joe Biden is really making any of these key decisions anyway. He can't even find his way to the bathroom in the White House.
Well, I mean, that's possibly true. But what also happens is when people are incompetent, they pick incompetent people to advise them and to execute their stuff. But there's a lot of reason for people to think that the Chinese are really involved with the Democratic Party and yes. and with Biden. The latest thing that I sent to you, or the link to it, is an amazing story by Chuck Ross and Matthew Foldy about California State Pension Fund, that they've invested hundreds of millions of dollars in Chinese state-owned enterprises linked to the People's Liberation Army.
Oh.
And
wow.
It's more than $3 billion invested in Chinese companies. 14 of them are state-controlled enterprises that Trump blacklisted. These companies are funding the Belt and Road Initiative, which is going to be further impoverishing really poor countries. They come in and say, well, we'll do all this infrastructure for you, sign this loan. Well, they'll never be able to pay it off. So then it's just an open door for them to exploit every resource in those countries and leave. And Newsom just praised the Chinese-owned media company for its journalistic integrity, without ever mentioning CalPERS Chinese investments. It's the largest public pension system in the country. Okay, they made them divest from tobacco companies and all kinds of stuff. And yet that's no problem for them. Two of the companies have been used for military exercises, the China Merchants Port and CITC. And then of course, this is not the only... The CalPERS former head under Newsom, okay, Newsom appointed him, was Ben Meng. And now he's an American citizen, but he's of Chinese origin. And before he led CalPERS, he was the deputy chief investment officer of the China State Administration of Foreign Exchange. He oversaw
wow.
$3 trillion in foreign exchange reserves. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And then you add to this some of the other stuff, okay? The fact that Hunter Biden flew with his dad when his dad was vice president over to China and got all kinds of contracts for doing nothing, okay? Mm-hmm. Millions of dollars there. And Dianne Feinstein had for 20 years a driver who was a Chinese spy. And as far as I know, he has never been deported. Even after the story came out and she had to remove him. Imagine she's sitting in the car. She's probably on the phone. She's discussing all sorts of things, and the driver's a spy.
It's incomprehensible. And then what about Eric Swalwell?
I'm having real
Chinese...
trouble hearing you. Could you really turn that
yeah.
volume up?
Okay, because I...
It's not turning
can you hear me
up.
Now?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. What about Eric Swalwell?
I'm sorry, what about what?
Eric Swalwell?
Maybe go ahead.
Just keep
to me
talking.
What your reference is.
Yeah, just keep talking because you excel at this.
I'm really having trouble hearing you. I've got the volume up.
Okay.
As high as it will go on my phone.
Mr. Producer, could we turn my volume up for Clarice so she can hear maybe a little better? I'm going to just shut up, though, because, which is hard for me to do. I want to hear what you have to say, Clarice. You just know so much stuff.
Well, my thing is that right now, I don't think Russia's in much of a position to do us much harm. The big harm really is in China, and they're being very aggressive all through Southeast Asia, very aggressive with respect to Australia, and yet we have these connections that are very substantial. Yeah, the Russians probably could be blackmailing Hunter Biden too. He said that they got a hold of one of his laptops, and we all know what's on those laptops, the most incriminating evidence. As late as April of this year, I understand DOJ is still investigating him, but I really don't see any news after that. It's just kind of unbelievable.
It is.
April 21st of this year, they are examining his business dealings in China. But that's all we know.
Yeah. Can you tell people more about how it is, if you can hear me? Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Excellent. How is it that, I mean, all over the country, people are selling out our country to China, but especially in California, Newsom, Pelosi,
yes.
Swalwell, Feinstein. Talk about that if you could.
Well, yes, California seems to be their major inroad right now. Yes, probably because... Oh, there's just a lot of trade, a lot of educational institution and research institutions, you know, combinations over there. But, you know, it seems to be their biggest inroad seems to be in California. And the Kelper story just really underscored that for me. When I saw it, I was quite astonished.
And most people, I just want to interject, most people don't know, I had to look it up because we have listeners from all over the country. CalPERS is the California Public Employees Retirement System. Is that correct?
Yes.
CalPERS. And so that's why this is so incredible research journalism that you're doing, because it's connected, obviously, directly to the government.
Well, it yes, it's quite amazing, really. You know, CalPERS, if it runs into trouble, which it may, for bad investments, the first thing they're going to do is come to the rest of us and say, well, you've got to rescue us. We're this biggest pension fund. You know, we have all these employees counting on it. And as the authors of this said, Newsom was really quick, you know, to deal with climate change by outlawing gas-powered cars. He hasn't spoken on government investments in China. He has no problem with their horrible environmental and labor record. The California Policy Institute is really so distraught about this, and they ought to be. Men who ran CalPERS under Newsom, okay, was a member of China's Thousand Talents Program, which is a program that China uses for espionage. And Congressman Banks of Indiana wrote to Newsom suggesting the governor fire Meng, but technically Newsom doesn't have the power to do that. But he hasn't made any demand on CalPERS to do that, or any demand on them with respect to investments in China.
And not going to, either.
And Yeah, and you know how the Democrats are really big on diversity, and any criticism about jihadism becomes Islamophobia. They haven't said a word about the Chinese genocide against the Muslims in Western China. Nothing.
The Uyghurs. Right.
And Disney Corporation's pretty much in the same position. They look the other way.
Yeah. Clarice, you know what I'd like to get your thoughts on now that you can hear me? When I read this and I knew this is what you specially wanted to talk about, and we'll definitely have you back and we'll make sure that the volume is nice and so you can hear us, is that with the recall election going on in California, I believe it's September 14th, and I'm hoping Larry Elder has a chance. What's your opinion on, I don't know what you think about election integrity, but what's your opinion? Do you think he has a chance?
This should get coverage. This really should get coverage. But, you know, there was there's a wonderful California writer, I don't always agree with him, but he's very well considered, Mickey Kaus, and he made a wonderful point. He said, if Larry Elder wins, okay, all of this leftist reset stuff is going to be set way back, okay?
So they'll do everything they can to make sure it doesn't
happen. Out of the people who are going along with this.
Yeah. Well, and the leftism that we're talking about has corrupted elections. So my concern is I think he has a good chance of winning if there's an honest election, but I don't think there's going to be one. It's all mail-in ballot.
Yeah, well, I don't know how they're going to deal with that. I really don't. But I noticed that, I can't remember her name now, a very high Democratic official.
Keep talking.
Just came out for Larry Elder.
Yes. Isn't that great? You give me the opportunity to mention it, as a matter of fact. Let me see if I can find it here, and I'll give you the name. It was given to me right before airtime. Gloria Romero. Is it Gloria Romero?
Yes, that sounds right.
Yes. Yes, she went on Tucker Carlson, and she endorsed, of all people, I love Larry Elder. I've loved him for years. Larry Elder for governor of California. Would that not be spectacular if that were to happen?
It's a big state. You have a lot of people voting, many of whom are recent immigrants, and even the kids who grew up here, they're not getting any civics classes. They don't have much of an idea. Every time they do these man on the street things in San Diego or Los Angeles, I'm just shocked at how little people know and they're voting.
I think it's by design. We've seen the education system dumbed down. The teachers union is cheering that kids aren't getting in-person learning anymore. And what I keep wondering is, why do they want in-person indoctrination? They have had enough of that already.
Yeah.
Well, what else have you been writing about? Go ahead.
The public teachers unions everywhere is a problem for educating kids.
Yeah,
I just wish everybody who had an opportunity to would opt out of the system, either through charter schools or parochial schools or private schools or homeschooling. Whatever you do, just do not let your kids go to public school in California.
It's horrific. Or in a lot of public schools around the country, the teachers unions seem to be strong-arming parents. What do you think, Clarice, about the number of parents that are fighting back against their school boards?
I think it's wonderful. I think finally it has gotten so extreme that they've caught on. They haven't caught on to how much their kids don't know of basic things that they ought to know. But they've caught on to the really weirdness that's being injected into the curriculum. Mm-hmm. And yes, that's terrific. if there's going to be change, it's going to be from the ground up. You can't look for it here.
Yeah.
Right here in
Boy,
D.C.
Is that true.
Not going to happen. But, I want to emphasize, if Larry Elder wins in California, okay, it will be shockwaves all through the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
That they have to dump the squad. They have to dump this craziness of men can be women and birthing Pearsons instead of women and all kinds of nonsense. You know, transgenders in the bathrooms. You know, this is just too much for ordinary, normal people.
Yes, and Larry Elder is going to take no prisoners. I've listened to him for years. He's from South Central Los Angeles.
I think so.
He's smart as a whip, and he's an attorney.
I think so. Don't you think it's interesting, by the way, that people like Saul and Woodson and other sensible black pundits are never on TV, okay? They're not on anybody's Rolodex. They bring in the same race baiters over and over again. So that people think this is real, they really speak for the whole group. They don't.
Well, you know what Joe Biden said when he was running. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Right? Are you there? I think I lost
you. You're fading out again on
my
phone.
I'm fading. It might be your phone, Clarice. I don't know.
Well, it could be. It could just be. It's just, I'm very sorry about that. I'm just having a real hard time.
No, that's okay. We only have about a minute left. What would you like to do to wrap up? I'll give you the final word. And where can people read you? I know where they can read you. I'll tell them.
They can go to American Thinker and ask the editor to pass on any messages if they want. And I'm also on Facebook.
Good. Well, you have tons of articles.
I guess the final thing I have to say is that it is really distressing to see how far the inroads China has made in the upper echelons of this country, and that it is most extreme in California, and something must, you know, CalPERS really has to be pressed to end those investments.
We gotta run. Thank you, Clarice, for joining us. We'll get your phone fixed because you are a wealth of information and a great resource. Thank you so much for joining us. When we come back, we're going to have open lines here on the Power Hour radio show for the rest of the show. So load them up. We'll be able to take your call. 844-769-2944.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces a healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Friday, September 3rd, and it is the beginning of the Labor Day weekend. So just by way of information, you can always shop at thepowerhourmall.com, but the phone lines will be closed on Monday in observance of Labor Day. That's September 6th, of course. But you can always listen to the Power Hour radio show at 631-359-8232. And right before the break, I gave out the number. The call-in number, if you'd like to be on the program, if you're listening live, and I'm delighted we have a couple of calls, and we're going to jump right to them right away. If you'd like to join the callers in having live talk radio, my favorite thing, I just love it, all you got to do is call 844-769-2944. We believe in interactive radio, so that's what we love doing here. So let's first take Patrice from Ohio, who called about 15 minutes ago. We told her to call back. So Patrice from Ohio, thank you for calling the Power Hour radio show. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, when you were talking about the China connection, you guys didn't mentioned Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, whose father donated $40 million to Harvard.
Good point.
Two wings of the same bird. That's why we're in the mess we're in.
Why? That's a good point, Patrice. And
it's not a political, there is no political solution to a spiritual war. So, yeah.
Tell us what you think about that. I'd like to hear more about what you think about the spiritual war and what really is going on. What do you tell your friends about that?
What do I tell my friends? That
or anybody.
They can't believe how evil is. Mm. Because you can't see it, but you can. You can't, you know, evil doesn't walk around with a face and have it stamped to its forehead, but we see what's going on in the world, mm-hmm. and this hostile takeover, the plandemic, it's completely evil plot, and it's been planned for ever. They're just
Patrice,
really good at it. But
what do you do? You sound to me like a person who is a person of faith. What do you do? This is what I love about callers and just like the real thing. What do you do to keep the faith, to keep your spirits up when you can see things that maybe some other people in your own family or in your own sphere of influence still can't or won't see? What do you do?
Well, first of all, there is a fog out there. People who can't see it, there's a reason why they can't see it. There's a lot of people that just can't handle the truth because it would wreck their life paradigm.
Right. Yes.
Because they love this world so much. And, you know, this is round one. There's a round two. And
yeah,
evil's been around since, you know, the beginning.
I call it the curse of awareness, you know, when some of us who saw the jump the shark moment.
It's a blessing. That's a blessing from God.
That's a blessing and a curse.
Truth. Like, here's a today reality. Are you aware that the people in Australia do not know about what happened with the 24,000 high school students getting injected? They have blocked that from their total media. My daughter personally talked to somebody from Australia yesterday and confirmed it. And Jeff Rentz talked to his David Oates earlier this week live on the radio, which is all how we figured out that they had their whole media has blocked it from their whole country.
And it's so key, control, and control of the flow of information is key to controlling the populace, isn't it? I'm going to give you the last word so we can move on to the other caller, but I just am so delighted that you called, Patrice. I hope you'll call again. Go ahead and take the last word, the last comment.
Well, you asked how I get through this, and I know that revenge is the Lord's. It's not our battle. Our battle is with, you know, the ultimate power, because the evil power would want us to hate each other, be divisive, be all these things you see. You can only, you know, pray for your enemy and, you know, hope they see the light and trust in the Lord.
Mm. Thank you so much, Patrice, for joining us. I so appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Take care. Yes, and I'd like to focus on that more in the shows to come, is not just all the things that are wrong, which we have to use the bully pulpit, the airwaves, the media, to talk about what's actually happening instead of what the media would like us to believe. And even if we disagree, that's a joy. That's a pleasure to disagree. It's the American way to argue, to dissent, and to move on and not divide one against the next. That's the great spirit of America, is to have vociferous, I love that word, vociferous arguments, and then to hug each other and shake hands and say, you know, we agree on some things, we don't on others. But boy, the listeners of the Power Hour Radio Show agree, I think, as a whole, on the love of America. Let's take the next call here. Ophelia in Washington State, thank you for calling the Power Hour Radio Show. You're with Karen Cataline.
Thank you so much, Karen. I want to say I so applaud and laud what you are doing. Thank you for being courageous. And you talked about evil. I'd like to share a little anecdote here.
Please.
Evil is spelled E-V-I-L. And if you spell live, L-I-V-E, backwards, it spells evil. Mm-hmm. When we live in the past, refuse to see the present, refuse to see the reality, we are perpetrating evil.
That's a good one. Did you come up with that, or did you get that somewhere? You came up with that yourself? I love
it. Well, I collect beautiful quotes that resonate truth for all my life.
Wow.
And I found this in obscure, I don't know where I found it, but I have come up with other wonderful things.
Lay another one on us, would you?
Oh, dear, I'd have to go get my book, but...
You know what? Call us back next week. I don't want to put you on the spot. But,
that's not the reason I called, actually.
Oh, okay, why did you call?
The real reason I called is, the hospitals have been hand-in-hand with Big Pharma. We know that. Mm-hmm. So right now there's dissension within the employees as to vaccines, no vaccines, with governors, et cetera, all over the United States. So what can we do as the general public? The general public, without us, the hospitals would not exist. So ask for a public release form and ask for protocol / procedure and or recommendations concerning COVID-19 and or Delta variant on 1, employee vaccines, 2, employees who refuse the vaccines, 3, employees contacting COVID and or Delta variant, 4, employees who survived COVID and or Delta variant guidelines to return back to work.
Okay, let me slow you down a minute, because I want people to really get this and understand it. You have something valuable to offer here, as callers so often do. You're saying that people listening, if they want to be effective, can ask that of hospitals? They can request this information?
Yes, public request.
Okay, and then... All right, so I'm going to ask you to repeat that in a minute, but then once they get that information, and we will repeat it, what do they do with it?
Well, the key is to ask the questions correctly and succinctly.
Okay.
And so the first one is employee vaccines.
Okay.
Protocol.
And they have
protocol.
A right to this information?
Yes.
Employee vaccines?
Yes, you cannot ask about, like, a personal employee, because that's not
Adam.
Allowed.
But it's actually public information. How many employees in a hospital had the vaccine? That's fascinating, Ophelia. Okay, go ahead.
You can also ask protocol for employees who refuse the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3.
What are the protocols, right?
Yes, protocols for employees contacting COVID and or Delta variant.
Uh-huh.
Number 4, protocol for employees who survived COVID and or Delta variant, guidelines to return back to work.
Mm.
Protocol for employees, periodic checkups for COVID and or Delta variant.
Are you saying, Ophelia, that anybody out there walking on the street can walk in or call a hospital and get this information?
Yes, you can call. In fact, I have the CEO of a hospital ready. They're going to be calling me this afternoon.
Oh.
And public request is your right as to practices of a public, any kind of organization, especially government organization. But you can do a public request for hospitals.
So
that's
people
right
are always asking, Ophelia, what can they do to help? What can they do? And people are starting to
what they can do.
Go to school
and
boards and everything else. Yes, the last one. Go ahead.
Is protocol for employees' rights concerning religious and or medical release forms.
Okay, so let's say some of our listeners are, many of our listeners go ahead and try this, do this. Then what do they do with that information?
Okay, here's what you do. here's you are now providing a foundation of shaking completely to the very core of what hurts the hospital most, their patients, their money flow. They will be shaken to the core. And that in itself is going to cause CEOs, the board, everyone to start paying attention to patients who are asking for truth because they live their lives in truth. And they want the people that are sworn to the Hippocratic Oath to live their lives in truth. That is the reason. It will shake their very core belief foundations. When people are asked to answer for their actions, if they're hiding, lying, or doing something evil, that's the beginning of falling apart. That's what happened in the Hitler regime. Truth started coming out. They were asked to, is this true? Is this true? Question. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to follow up. But if the hospitals give you the runaround, or if they say, no, well, we did answer it, and they didn't answer it, do another public request in reference to...
Ophelia?
Yes.
May I ask you where you got this information? Did you come up with this?
No, I just made it up this morning. No, I just made it up this morning.
Are you serious? You're not kidding.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm part of those people that can still think on their own because I've disconnected from the evil brain 12 years ago. And guess what? My brain's still working. My conscience.
And that's the best way is to be creative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got...
What do you think about, Ophelia, the fact that the Delta variant, we keep talking about the Delta variant, now there's the Mu variant, the new variant, the Omega variant, it's never going to end. There's no test for the Delta variant. How do they know people have it?
Well, here it is. This is what's happening is there is a bad flu going around, but it doesn't kill you if you're healthy, if your immune system is healthy. But by far the majority of people that have contacted the Delta variant are those that have been immunized because of their now severely weakened and compromised system. And they're the ones that are causing this Delta variant to gain strength because they are now sick with a bigger and better virus. And there's
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There is no such thing ever in the history of mankind as a vaccine against a virus. It is impossible.
Right. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for calling in and for offering this information. And this is a perfect example of what I mean by I get to talk to great guests, but sometimes the very best guests in the world are the listeners, the callers, the people who are making a difference right in their own community because they still are thinking and they're still connected to truth. Thank you so much, Ophelia, for calling, and I hope you'll stay listening and keep connecting with us and let us know what else you're discovering. Okay?
And, Karen, I must say to you, this is the reward. When we live with courage of truth, you thanking me, and it's sincere, and it's from your heart.
It is.
This gives me such a boost of faith and confidence in my fellow man. There are so many of us that have lived in truth quietly and silently. Thank you. Thank you for making my day.
Oh, well, you made my day as well. I know we're getting gushy here, but thank you, Ophelia, for calling. I hope to hear from you again. You know, what breaks my heart more than anything else is that the best people are getting stomped all over right now. When Ophelia said people are living quietly in courage and truth, and that is so true, but the people who are living not only in courage and truth, but holding themselves accountable This is what was one of the fundamental principles of America, always has been, that it's not a sin to make a mistake. It's not a sin to screw up, if you don't mind my saying. But it's a real problem when you're not willing to admit it. And that's one of the many twisting of our values that we are watching right now that makes me so angry and upset, is that the very people who still hold themselves accountable, not only, I mean, you don't have to be a person of faith to hold yourself accountable, but it can help, okay? So if you're a person of faith who knows that there is a God, or as I was taught once in a synagogue class, they said, well, you know, what's the difference between, why do Jews wear a skull cap, or we call it a yarmulke, on their heads? Well, it's to remind themselves there's a God above and they aren't it. And why do women, this is a joke, guys, why do women not wear a yarmulke on their heads? And it's because they already know that. They already know there's a God above and they're not it. This is what we are watching in our very own lifetimes, ladies and gentlemen, is a time in which numerous people we thought were sane and reasonable and respectful and, I don't know, had a sense of their own limitation in life or their own authority in life, are suddenly exposing themselves as authoritarians. They're suddenly exposing themselves as the corrupt people they always, always were. And isn't that true of what Clarice Feldman talked about when she said that in California in particular, Eric Swalwell, Dianne Feinstein having a driver who is a communist spy, a Chinese spy? Are you kidding me? And they never apologize because apparently they think that's perfectly okay. We have a couple more minutes to take one more call if you'd like. We got about 4 or 5 minutes. If you'd like to call in, I'm still open to taking your calls, and we'd love to start a new kind of, I don't know, a new kind of tradition here of more callers more often, and we'll make room for open lines. So it's 844-769-2944. If you're listening right now from 11 to 1 Central, 12 to 2 Eastern Time, and you're listening to the Power Hour, that way, you can call 844-769-2944. The other thing that I love about it is that we are defying the intent of some of these authoritarians to shut us down and shut us up and to censor ourselves. The idea of censoring people very publicly the way they've been, they call it cancel culture, but it's really so much worse than that. Cancel culture is a mild thing. This is an attack on our rights to free expression, this is an attack on the First Amendment. The First Amendment being that the government cannot punish you for what you say. But if the government bullies and intimidates corporations and businesses to censor you for what you say, that is, I'm not an attorney, but that is a violation of the First Amendment. So part of the way you can counter that, and it's not the only way, but is to express yourself and to call a radio show like this one or whichever one is your pleasure or desire and exercise those rights. I remember, I'm old enough to remember when I would see commercials about the Iron Curtain and how radio-free Europe was getting through to places like Yugoslavia and Czechoslovakia and Bulgaria, all the satellite countries of the old Soviet Union. And I was young at that time, and I couldn't imagine, how is it possible that a government, because I was living in a free country, for heaven's sake, how is it possible that a government can control and design and punish people for what they think in their own brain, what they ask, what they question, what they doubt. Any government, any person that wants to control what you think, control what you say, and we're having all of that today. There was just a case just recently where a guy, forgive me for not having it right in front of my head, right in front of my notes here, won the case in the Supreme Court because he refused to use certain pronouns to please certain dictators who want him to use them. Well, they can ask you to use a pronoun if they wish, but to punish you for not using one, that's preposterous. That's absurd. In sane times, we expected ourselves to hold ourselves accountable for what we asked. You can ask someone, for example, not to do something in your presence, or you can remove yourself from their presence. But to demand that they say and do what you want and then use the government or the corporation or something to force you into it, well, that is creating a culture of authoritarianism, creating a culture of obedience in a formerly free country. That's what we're fighting here. So to come full circle, that is why I love and revere talk radio so very much. I've loved it since I was 14. But to have a free and open exchange of ideas and to allow talk radio to go wherever it's going to, the best kind of talk radio really is when listeners get involved and participate. They share information like Ophelia and Patrice did, and so that other people, this is what the totalitarians, whatever you want to call them, I have a million names for them now, don't want us to do. They don't want us to, talk to each other, communicate with each other. They don't want us to compare notes. That's the problem. They don't want us to compare notes. So that is what is happening here on the talk radio program. It's funny, I'm getting ready for another show that I have to do right after this, and they just called and totally distracted me. Funny, but they're not going to be able to get me until this show is over, which is in about another minute and a half. I can take this time to thank Todd and Catherine and everyone at the Power Hour Radio Nation. Thank you, and have a great weekend. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, and stay strong. Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? The lover of my soul, Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Those of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.